BBC News with David Austin. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has said London will deploy military personnel in Ukraine to help train government forces. He told a parliamentary committee that failing to stand up to Russia in eastern Ukraine may lead to destabilisation in Moldova or the Baltic states. This report from our defence and diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus.
With the fighting in Ukraine continuing, David Cameron is signalling Western resolve and a commitment to Ukraine. Britain, he said, was not at the stage of supplying lethal equipment to the Ukrainian military. But giving evidence before the House of Commons Liaison Committee, he announced the launch of a small training programme for the Ukrainian Army. Up to 75 British personnel will go to Ukraine, divided into a number of separate teams. Mr Cameron made it clear that this is all about providing the Ukrainian military with knowledge. Britain is not joining in the fighting, and he stressed that all of the training will be well away from the area of conflict.
The Ukrainian foreign minister has expressed fears that the pro-Russia rebels in the east of the country are moving their heavy weapons towards the strategic port of Mariupol instead of pulling them back in line with the agreed ceasefire. International monitors say they cannot confirm the withdrawal of the rebel weaponry, though movement of some artillery columns has been reported on the ground. The OSCE monitors say that to verify any pullout, they would need to know the number of weapons, where they were being taken, and by what means, and they did not have that information. The White House says President Obama has vetoed a bill that would have given the go-ahead for the construction of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, carrying oil from Canada to Nebraska. Its supporters say it would provide jobs and improve U.S. energy security, but environmentalists warn it would contribute to global warming. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
Despite significant majorities in both House and Senate for the pipeline, President Obama has always said he would not sign any legislation until a review had been completed by the State Department. His veto can only be overturned by a two-thirds vote in both chambers, and while several Democrats voted for the measure in the Senate, for example, supporters were still five short of overcoming that hurdle. This is the third time the president has exercised his veto, but it represents the first major legislative clash between the president and the new Congress.
At least 27 people have been killed in northern Nigeria in apparently coordinated suicide bomb attacks on bus stations. The blasts occurred in Kano, the largest city in the north, as well as the town of Putiskum. President Goodluck Jonathan condemned the killings, but said the days of mourning victims of incessant attacks would soon be over, as the tide had turned against the Islamist group Boko Haram. The group has increased its activities ahead of elections that have been postponed because of security concerns until March. World News from the BBC. The American Justice Department has said a white man who shot dead an unarmed black teenager in Florida 3 years ago will not face hate crime charges at a federal level. George Zimmerman was acquitted of second-degree murder after saying he'd opened fire on Trayvon Martin in self-defense. The case triggered a fierce debate in the U.S. over guns and race relations. The European Finance Commissioner has said the Eurozone's approval of changes by Greece to its bailout program has averted an immediate financial crisis, but Pierre Moscovici said the deal was only the starting point. Greece has until the end of April to find a more permanent solution to its debt crisis, and the government of Alexis Tsipras is being criticized for abandoning many of its electoral promises, as Mark Lowen reports from Athens.
They've had to roll back on certain pledges. So, for example, their pledge to raise the minimum wage by 170 euros a month, to reverse privatisations, to reverse austerity measures, actually, and to rehire thousands of public sector workers laid off during the financial crisis. What the Prime Minister said is that he was backed into a corner on this, that Greece had to compromise. It won some concessions in terms of spending more on welfare, on helping the victims of the humanitarian crisis, as they call it, but they had to negotiate with the Eurozone on this, and they managed to negotiate and keep Greece in the Eurozone.
More than 30 people have been killed in Iraq in a series of bomb blasts in and around the capital, Baghdad. 25 of the victims died in a dual attack that took place just before sunset. First, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive vest in a tea shop. Then, minutes later, a car parked on the street outside blew up. Fossil teeth found in Kenya have shed new light on the origins of the hippopotamus and how it reached Africa. Researchers say the teeth, which are about 28 million years old, confirm a link to a family of now extinct plant-eating semi-aquatic mammals called Anthracotheres. That's the latest BBC News.